What is community? A location? A place to live and work? Or is it something more profound, a force deeper than words can describe, uniting us to reach out and support each other? No matter the trial or circumstance, we are one. Shasta Regional Medical Center is proud to stand strong with our community. We know we can get through anything when we do it together. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Important things to talk about. Old clips of Joe Biden surfacing that I actually think are going to help him.
It's not the Crocker Croaker one, is it?
No, it's not that one.
Okay.
And some Tucker we want to play for you, but I just wanted to lay this out here. This is me trying to create public shaming that helps me be a better person.
I see.
Yesterday I ate. This is all I ate yesterday. This is the sum total of what I ate yesterday.
Is this kind of your "Hi, I'm Jack and I'm a hog" moment?
Yeah, it really is.
From one hog to another.
The only things I ate yesterday, because I do the intermittent fasting, so I only eat between like noon and 6 usually.
I retract the word hog. It was hurtful. It was unjustified. It was judgmental.
But what I eat during those periods when I eat, it's just... So I ate... almost an entire Papa John's pizza, 4 donuts,
ooh,
and a bowl of Frosted Flakes.
Ooh.
That was my only eating yesterday.
Shame.
It's like 80% of my body.
Shame.
At this point.
You couldn't have a half a banana at some point or a grape?
Any protein?
Yeah, the pizza. You got cheese
pepperoni
on there.
And pepperoni.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Ronies, huh? Yeah, it's good lean protein.
Milk
there.
In the cereal. There's some protein there.
A little bit, yeah.
I shouldn't do that when I'm 25. I certainly shouldn't do it now. I'm just...
How are you feeling?
I feel great.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Okay.
Today I feel great now, and I'd like to do it again today. See, that's the problem.
That's kind of the elevator pitch of the restricted
yep.
window. Like, you can eat much more.
It is a little disturbing.
Random stuff.
It is a little disturbing that I'm proving with experiment after experiment that if I limit my window of eating to about 6 hours, I can eat whatever I want and
ooh.
Not gain weight.
Did you eat that pizza in one sitting?
Almost, yeah.
Just pepperonis.
I've had days
large
where,
pizza?
A large, yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
But yeah, if you at least for me, the intermittent diet, I can eat practically whatever I want. So it's tough to get till noon, but once I get to noon, it's just what
it's
do
on.
You got? What do you got?
Roar.
Feed me. I'm gonna wash down this pizza with chocolate milk. Now some donuts.
Yes.
Anyway. So hopefully by publicly shaming myself, I've helped myself.
What are you supposed to start with the intermittent fasting? I did it for a while.
I remember it was super hard for me to, like, not eat till 8 when I first started.
Mm-hmm.
Now I go till noon.
I take a handful of pills in the morning and then drink coffee, and my stomach was just on fire.
Yeah.
That was no good. I've thought about it. I mean, because if I could go, say if I... like a big old breakfast. Well, then I'd be sluggish at the beginning of the show. But if I were to take in some pretty good calories before the show and then not eat again till 6 o'clock at night, I could do like the opposite of what most people do, right?
Sure. Maybe set your alarm for 1 a.m.
Have some cocktails.
Set your alarm for 1 a.m. and have a ham.
No.
Do all your eating like...
No, late night hams. No, I would
just late night ham.
I'd have a nice dinner. I'd have some wine or whatever I was in the mood for, and then get up in the morning, hit some nice protein before the show, and then just not eat till, again till 6.
I even did it while we were on our long road trip, and I came back lighter than when I left and ate just crap.
That is the first time in history that's happened. Anybody's lost weight on vacation. Unless, you know, you get gonorrhea or... Or right. Montezuma's Revenge in Mexico or something.
Those are completely different things.
Well, you could get them both
I wouldn't
on vacation.
I wouldn't immediately start with the six-hour window. Start
no, that'd be
12-hour, 10-hour, and then you know work your way down to a shorter time window. But starting just with the 12-hour thing, just to kind of get used to it, is perfectly fine.
I bet there are a few people outside the homeless my age who have had as bad an eating day nutritiously as I did yesterday.
I don't know. You see some big old boys running around.
I'll have to ask him. I'm going to start asking giant guys. What did you eat today?
Guys, yeah. Hey, you. Excuse me.
I know this is a weird question, but what will you eat today? List everything you're going to eat today.
I think that's a great idea.
Why are you
and
punching
definitely
me?
Definitely won't result in any beatings.
Live stream those interactions, please.
Yes. Yeah, definitely put them on
YouTube.
What
if I said, here's what I ate yesterday to kind of put us on the same footing so that they know I'm not judging them in any way?
Right.
I ate a Papa John's pizza, 4 donuts, and a bowl of Frosted
Flakes
yesterday.
What do you got?
Yeah.
Best, you can
today?
You best that?
I think that's the if you are intent on doing this, I would take that approach.
All I know is this golf course that I play at. They introduced the short rib grilled cheese sandwich.
I'll take 2.
It's a grilled cheese sandwich, you know, with beef short rib chopped up in it.
Sure. What's not to like that?
With some sort of aioli on there.
There you go.
And I ate it. On Sunday, as Judy and I were celebrating our anniversary.
Did you tell it you loved it?
Then I went right in front of her, which was a little weird. Then I went back Monday and ate it again. And then Tuesday, I ate the half a sandwich my wife didn't eat on Sunday.
There you go. So you've had one 3 days
in a row.
3 in a row,
yeah.
You got to keep the streak going.
You had a half a sandwich from Sunday already on ice, shall we say.
Yes.
You foregoed that one. Travel to the destination again.
Correct.
And get an entire whole new one.
That is right.
Only to double back and eat the half sandwich the following day.
You understand perfectly what happened.
You know, it's only Wednesday. You should get Thursday and Friday in for the whole week.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I would do that willingly. I will be there actually Friday, so I may have it again. Yeah, see, Sean, the problem was I was very hungry on Monday, and there was only half a sandwich in the fridge, which would be, like, barely half enough.
So it was... Big news last week when some sponsors, did they pull from Tucker Carlson's show or claim they were going to or threaten to?
Yeah, it was another one of those brokered situations. Ad brokers distribute your ads across a bunch of different cable TV shows so you can get males 45 to 54 years old and women, blah, blah, blah. They were not per se sponsors of Tucker. Like the Disney thing was just a mass buy, from what I understand.
But
they did say don't put our ads on his show anymore.
I watch at least part of his show every night, but I didn't see the stuff he talked about with the ratings. He's got good ratings now?
Oh, yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up. So he said, listen, I'm saying this not because I'm bragging about the ratings. And then I was very gratified by this. He said something we've said many times to y'all that we want you to understand. Cut 40.
Millions and millions of Americans agree with you. You are not crazy. Your views are not evil. What is happening to this country right now is completely and totally wrong. And that will be obvious to everyone someday when our French Revolution has ended.
How good are his ratings?
Most watched host in cable news for last week is what I've been
saying. Oh, really?
Seeing, yeah.
I know there's a lot of people that I like Tucker's show and... I don't like all of Tucker's show, but I like a lot of Tucker's show.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with all his viewpoints, but I do agree with a lot of his viewpoints. So there you go.
Well, unlike a lot of the social justice warrior types, I don't require 100% agreement.
No.
With my friends or my commentators or the people whose columns I read.
That's weird, because like I'll watch his show or any other radio show I listen to or whatever and think, boy, he's right on there. Then he'll do another segment. I'll think you're completely wrong there.
Or you're over the top.
Some of you don't agree with that, though. You won't allow that. It's odd. But anyway, I had a point. Oh, just as a broadcaster, as somebody who's been in this business and what Joe and I have done and everything like that, I really admire the fact that he took over the number one show in cable. And all his bosses, I guarantee you, wanted him to just try to keep that going. Replicate that show.
Bill O'Reilly.
Do what O'Reilly was doing.
Right.
And I'm sure in his mind he was kind of thinking, maybe I should just do what O'Reilly was doing. I'm taking over a slot. It's already got a built-in audience for the number one show. How do I just not lose those people?
Talking Points believes you should make, you should ape me.
And if I ever see Tucker, I want to congratulate him and just say, you're my hero for the fact that you just decided I'm going to do exactly what I want. He did something completely different, O'Reilly. In many cases, the polar opposite, you know it's going to piss off O'Reilly's viewers.
Mm-hmm.
And he did it anyway, just to see if it would work. And it has worked very well for him.
It's very hard to succeed creatively doing someone else's thing.
It is, but everybody wants you to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, they try to force you.
And people try to do it all the time. And but
I would rather fail on my terms than fail on somebody else's terms and wonder what would have happened if I'd tried it my way. That would be a miserable regret to carry with you the rest of your life. Try not to do that, my friends.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to jam this in because I think this is interesting. There are several clips that came out yesterday like this. This is Joe Biden in 2007.
Fewer police on the street preventing crime and protecting community means more crime. And it's as simple as that. It's not rocket science.
Bunch of clips came out yesterday of Joe Biden various times saying things like that. He said, if you have a police on corner 1, 2, and 3, you know where the crime is going to be? On corner 4, so we need to get a policeman on that corner.
Right.
I mean, just and I think in... And this was being played, I think, by people that think it was going to damage Joe Biden. And it might among the super woke defund the police left.
It might hurt him on Twitter.
Which amounts to 15% of the population. But since to get elected president, he's going to get all of Hillary's votes. He's going to get even more than that because Hillary's was more dislikable. That chunk of America that voted for Trump or could vote for Trump, they hear this stuff where Joe Biden's actually one of us. He's a law and order guy. He's not a crazy woke weirdo.
Right.
Yep. He's not a defund the police. He's not the squad. That stuff is going to help him.
Right.
If I were him, I'd want that stuff out there, certainly in certain parts of the country.
It's funny how this is circled back to Tucker's assertion that you're not crazy. Him saying, yeah, we want a cop on that fourth corner. Most of black America... most is going to hear that and say, good, good. Because you saw those poll numbers on defunding the police and everything like that. Huge numbers of black Americans are like, no, we need better policing. We don't want anybody's neck knelt on. But my God, yeah, we need the police around here more than we got. So, yeah, if that's an effort to discredit him by the woke left,
for anybody,
it's not going to work.
For anybody he loses on the campus left, I like that term.
That's a good term.
And they might not vote anyway, because they often don't vote. For every one he loses on the campus left, he picks up 1.5 or 2.
Yeah.
He may
somewhere in the middle.
He may win blue states by less, but this is a gap closer in the
swing
states.
Very good point.
He was legitimately a hard ass on crime back in the day.
That helps him. It doesn't hurt him.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Our text line, 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, we're Armstrong and Getty. What's the number one sign of a bad home security system? I'll tell you what. It's one that's so complicated, you never use it.
This is exactly the type of security system SimpliSafe has spent a decade fighting against.
They believe that Simple is safer, and it's exactly why SimpliSafe is the home security for right now when feeling safe at home has never been more important.
SimpliSafe was designed to be easy to use while protecting your whole home 24/7.
Order online with the click of a button. Open the box. Place the sensors, plug it in, your home is now protected around the clock.
That's right. No technician or salesperson has to come to disrupt your house and hit you with big charges. You don't need to pay an outrageous monthly fee or sign a 2-year contract.
Have you heard this? SimpliSafe was named Best Overall Home Security of 2020 by U.S. News & World Report.
And their 24/7 professional monitoring and emergency dispatch start at 50 cents a day.
Head to SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong and get the free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong.
So now I've got this pack of 4 Shar Pei rescue dogs, Jimmy, Coco, another Shar Pei, one pug who is Joe. I have stuck with the Dinovite for, oh my goodness, probably 5-6 years.
DinoVite.com.
People remark on really how well my dogs look, what beautiful coats they've got. I tell them, yep, they get a regular diet of Dynavite with every meal.
Dynavite is nutrition.
All I have to do is say dog food. It's a pandemonium. They can be half asleep, and they're up and thrilled.
She just looks that whole squeaky clean.
You don't need to wait until a problem presents itself. It's far better to keep the dog happy and healthy at all times. Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
People do ask how they get Dynavite. I tell them I get my Dynavite from Dinovite.com.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless
heads. A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Then your home is now protected around the clock.
That's right. No technician or salesperson has to come to disrupt your house and hit you with big charges. You don't need to pay an outrageous monthly fee or sign a two-year contract.
Have you heard this? Simply Safe was named Best Overall Home Security of 2020 by U.S. News & World Report.
And their 24-7 professional monitoring and emergency dispatch start at 50 cents a day.
Head to simplysafe.com/Armstrong. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong and get the free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
According to a new study from the CDC, most people are not using hand sanitizer correctly. They say you're supposed to rub your hands with sanitizer for 30 seconds, which is even longer than when you wash your hands. It's 20 seconds. The study was published in the Journal of Information. It would have been nice to have 3 months ago.
How do you catch COVID-19 from the Wall Street Journal? There's a growing consensus. Fleeting encounters are less of a worry than close-up person-to-person interactions. That is important for the reopening and for businesses to stay open if there is a second wave, to recognize how you spread this thing. Now that we know, no reason to close the businesses back down. You just got to keep people far away from each other in closed places.
Right. Clearly, we're learning more and more.
Is that possible to do at schools? I don't know.
The you know, some of the more picky and ridiculous aspects of this, you can't you know, rake a sand trap on a golf course and all. It's just nobody's going to get the coronavirus that way. We need to get more buttoned up on
that. How about for the NBA, for the league to come back, one of the requirements is if they play cards, they have to start with a new deck.
Right.
After every game of cards.
That's throw away the diseased deck at the end.
That's the dumbest one I've heard yet.
Right. Plus, no doubles ping pong in their off time, even though the very nature of their sport is grinding and sweating and banging into each other. Wearing shorts and a tank top.
That right.
Some good news from Scott Gottlieb. He used to run the CDC. Is that right? He's on the cable news. He knows something. Here's what he knows.
This is a very positive finding, and it's a robust finding. It's a well-done study, so I think it needs to be validated, but it certainly suggests that this could be beneficial in this setting. I think this is an important finding.
He's talking about the steroid treatment that has been making the rounds in the recent days. It looks like a very promising treatment for something, or for somebody who already has the disease, which we hadn't really had up until now.
I hope to God. He was the FDA, not the CDC, that it makes any difference. But so I hope that happens. 7-Eleven has canceled its free Slurpee Day this year over social distancing concerns. I'd forgotten
that.
Once a year they have free Slurpees. Now that my son has been introduced to the original Slurpee at 7-Eleven, not the pale imitators that so many other places come up with.
Mm.
He's really a fan of the 7E Slurpee, although...
Get out of here, slush puppy.
Sugar water slush puppy, please.
I was at a 7E the other day. A lot of 7Es are the beyond sketchy, and I was one at the other day, and I swore off 7Es for the rest of my life.
Mm.
Maybe you got one in a good neighborhood, but man, the one I was at, whew.
Skanky?
Oh, just scary all the way around. And apparently we all got trolled on this whole Paw Patrol thing. That's the kids' cartoon that features one of the dogs in a cop uniform.
And we got Paw Patrolled?
Wow.
What?
That was very good.
What do you mean, what?
A child?
So you have a little of a montage of people concerned about this thing that happened?
I certainly do.
When you start seeing cancellations of such things like Paw Patrol,
they believe there should not be police, peace, or even Paw Patrol.
Paw Patrol has also been canceled.
Paw Patrol? If that goes, I'm moving into New Zealand.
Chase, I guess, is the lead character, German Shepherd police dog.
My daughter loves Chase.
Fire and prosecute Chase.
I have a dog named Chase.
Defund the Paw Patrol.
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 We should point out that there actually doesn't appear to be any genuine effort to cancel Paw Patrol.
So, but the reason it's not crazy that people bought it is that was the same day that Live PD and Cops were announced they were going off the
right,
air,
sure.
and they yanked Gone with the Wind, the most famous movie of all time. The most successful movie of all time got yanked off HBO. So is that crazy that Paw Patrol would have been?
Well, and I saw known activists saying why Paw Patrol was problematic. That any portrayal of the police in a positive way leads to blah, 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 institutional racism. So it wasn't a completely fake story.
Thank God.
The guy saying now Paw Patrol is canceled, well, it wasn't, I don't think.
Man, as soon as your kids age out of something, though, they have no interest in it. And so we've got so many Paw Patrols, blankets, pillows, lampshades, stuffies, and the clothes.
What's a stuffy? Stuffed animal?
Stuffed animal.
Huh.
They call them stuffies for some reason. I grew up with stuffed animal.
It's very cumbersome.
But as soon as they age out of it, they have no interest in whatsoever. And you got all this stuff. I guess you donate it to Goodwill and let other small children
enjoy it.
That's
exactly what you do. That's a great idea. Kids without much cash on hand might get a little Paw Patrol gear, make them happy for a little while. That's nice. I remember when you used to go to thrift stores and buy the clothes and toys so the poor children couldn't. Just because
what?
It saved
and just walk
you
out on
money.
The street breaking them.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't recall those times.
Sickening.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you're in debt to the IRS, there's good news. Optima Tax Relief can help you resolve your tax debt right from the safety of your own home. Optima's award-winning team works with you online and over the phone, so you don't have to leave the comfort of your home to put your tax problems to rest. Optima's A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau and standing by ready to help you today. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-386-9945. 800-386-9945.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening. Publishers Clearing House is ready to award $5,000 a week for life in just days. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week, week after week, for life. Don't miss this last chance to win $5,000 a week for life on June 30th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 6/25. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Don't be left watching Netflix reruns this summer. Use your screen time to future-proof your career with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. One of the best investments you can make is your education. So take the first step today. Summer classes start June 8th and enrollment is happening now. High school students, summer is the perfect time to pick up some college credits. With no tuition costs and enrollment is now completely online. Call 242-7500 or go online to shastacollege.edu/apply.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The view of Vice President Joe Biden than they did of Hillary Clinton. Said Clinton, stop asking people. Leave me out of your polls.
That is so funny.
I love the cadence on the end. Leave me out of your polls.
Seth Meyers, who was the head writer at Saturday Night Live for years and then gave way to Colin Jost. Colin Jost has a new book coming out in a couple of weeks called A Very Punchable Face.
I agree, Colin.
But anyway, it looks like a really interesting book about comedy and showbiz and stuff like that. I'll probably give that a read.
He's a dude. He's still my mortal enemy because he's engaged to Scarlett Johansson, but
he went to
bide your time.
He went to Harvard. Please. He's dating Scarlett Johansson. It's just, yeah.
Yes.
A very punchable face.
Yeah. What about cool inequity? When do I get some of his coolness?
My phone just gave out on me. That's unfortunate because everything I want to do is on my phone. Some of it I can remember, luckily. My phone. No, my phone's not dead. It's doing that thing where the battery's low and it'll be like at 30% and just shut off, then go to zero. That's when your phone's at the end.
Lost its will to live.
That's when your phone's at the end. Have you been following the Howard Stern N-word controversy?
So, no, I saw a blackface thing, but
surfaced the other day. He did some blackface and then did a routine where he dropped a lot of N-bombs in blackface. This was, in 93 or something like that. It hasn't mattered for some other people when they do it. It's the end of your career. He seems to be surviving it fine because this surfaced like a week and a half ago and it has gone nowhere. Donald Trump Jr. retweeted it to try to help get it going. But it just hasn't caught on, and that's fine with me. I don't think you should lose your job for having used the N-word either in a satirical way or in an academic way to discuss the word. But so far, for most people, you haven't been able to do that.
Right.
For white people, anyway.
He's a lefty, so it's okay. As Stewie on Family Guy once said, it was okay, though, because Robin laughed.
Well, that's literally what was going on in this. His defense was Robin wrote the bit, and she was involved in it.
Robin Quivers?
Quivers, yeah.
His longtime sidekick, black woman.
Yeah, but anyway, and I'm not howling for he should be in more trouble. I just would like this to always be the case, that if it was a satirical, you know, view of people who use that word, or you're discussing it academically, then you can say it.
You know, similar vintage, impact, and pay scale, Rush Limbaugh. If he had done that in the early 90s, it would be over.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Another interesting story is this young woman, she and her friends had been locked down during the whole COVID thing, like so many of us, and they're all young. And they decided when things started to lighten up and the bars were open, we're going to the bar. And now she and 15 of her friends all have COVID-19.
Whoa.
The first night we go out, she said, the only thing we have in common is that one night we went to one bar and now we all have it.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
That's insane.
How easily spread this thing is. We were not wearing masks. I think we all had a whole lot of out of sight, out of mind, it's open back up, we're okay attitudes.
But I wonder how many people had the vid in that bar, if it was just one super spreader, or if there are two, three folks who are positive. You don't know.
Over the weekend, Florida reported more than 2,000 new COVID-19 cases a day as the state continues to reopen its beaches, although there's not a lot of science to back up that opening the beaches is causing that. So.
Oh, no, I think that's highly unlikely based on everything we know as of now.
But the real question should be, and it does, I don't think it mentions it here in the article, how sick are any of them? Are they like the vast majority of people who get this and are more or less fine? If that's the case, then whatever. Actually, if I get it.
That's a positive.
Yeah, if I get it and I don't, and if it doesn't really make me sick, well, now I'm immune to it, and I know I am.
And the math being, if Jenny, we'll call the main gal in the story who's telling it Jenny, if Jenny doesn't get the vid at that bar, 3 weeks from now, she gets it and goes to see Granny. Well, then Granny gets it, and Granny might die. But if she gets it now, she knows she has it, she gets immunity to it, then she becomes one of the herd that can't give it to Granny.
So
at the point we get like 70% of us who have had it, then the vid just goes away because it can't find enough hosts to spread.
I'm pretty sure we've talked about this, but is there a belief that, like, if I inhale a few droplets, I get a light version of it, but if I inhale more droplets, I get a worse version of it?
That was the belief for a long time, and I haven't heard that restated.
That never made sense to me, because I always thought anything you catch, you either have it or you don't.
Right. I think it has to do with whether there's enough virus to overwhelm your immune system or not, because they're saying it's an extended contact in a closed space with somebody who's got it. So extended contact to me suggests that, yeah, that's still true.
As to how
as we speak moistly on each other.
This young girl and her 15 friends that all got it from one night at one bar, she is sick. She's writing a diary. She says, my COVID life day 5, since the onset of symptoms. Tuesday evening is when I was hit full force with aches, chills, fever, vertigo on top of fatigue and an awful cough. I also have no sense of smell and my sinuses are swollen.
Wow.
You know, if that's as bad as it gets, that's, you know, not great, but it can get a hell of a lot worse.
Oh,
I know if I were in that situation, I'd be scared to freaking death.
Yeah. Yep.
Because, man, it goes from that to you're dead in a couple of days for some people,
mm-hmm.
including young, healthy people.
Yeah.
Not very many young, healthy people, but it does sometimes.
Okay, now I'm freaked out.
Yeah, I know. I'm still trying to avoid the dang thing.
Austrian man have fined a... I'm sorry, take two. Austrian police have fined a man 500 euros for breaking wind loudly in front of police.
An aggressive scent.
A move that,
that's a crime?
A move that the Austrian...
I think it ought to be.
The capital's police force was at pains to defend Tuesday. He was fined for offending public decency. City police wrote on Twitter that, of course, no one is reported for accidentally letting one go. They added that the man had behaved provocatively and uncooperatively during an encounter with the coppers. He got up from a park bench, looked at the officers, and let go a massive intestinal wind, apparently with full intent, said the police report.
It's just sick enough.
And our colleagues don't like to be farted at so much.
With full intent?
Right. He broke wind at them
premeditatedly.
Premeditatedly, exactly. We can't allow that, or perhaps we can. 500 euros. That's about 565 bucks, Jack. I remember when 500 euros was 1,000 bucks or more. It's a good time to go to Europe, except you might get the vid.
I don't find flatulence funny, as you know. That's really the wheelhouse of the child, the young child even. But there was one hilarious story, and I don't remember all the details now, when I was reading one of those books about 9/11. Which of the horrifying terrorists was it that they got?
God.
One of the biggest
it
ones.
It was KSM.
Oh, it was KSM. Yeah, you're right. When they were interrogating him. And he...
Oh,
and
my God.
They interrogated him for days. Obviously, you know, and they waterboarded him, whatever it was, 100 sometimes and all that sort of stuff. And then they finally ask him about a dirty bomb.
Yeah.
A nuclear dirty bomb. And then he acted like they had broken him.
This is a true story, folks. It really is. Go ahead. Well, and he said, all right, I'll tell you.
He acts like he can't talk very loud. He acts like he's broken or whatever. And then I think it was FBI agents.
They get closer.
They really get close. And then he lets one rip real big, and he says, now that's toxic.
You got to let him go at that point.
To that ash cheek history.
I know you planned 9/11, but...
That was a good one, sir.
That's a good one.
You know, we're going to move you to this bigger cell with a nice living room and out of sheer admiration.
That was in a serious book, like a dead serious book.
Oh, yeah.
About interrogation and...
Now that's toxic.
See, my mouth was open. You got me real good. You got me real good, sir. Well done.
Wow, that's so bad.
I wonder if
that story should not exist.
That story should not exist.
Wrong.
I wonder if that led to the next 100 waterboardings that were all because of that. We know you don't know anything. We're just doing it anyway. Mark my face. Oh, my God, I just said the word.
Yeah.
Busted.
That's like just the second time I've ever said that word in my entire life. I feel dirty.
Gotcha.
Ew.
You know, that story's so great and so hilarious, but it's like finding out that Charles Manson liked knock-knock jokes or something. I shouldn't know this.
Right.
And I shouldn't be amused by
it. No.
And I'm ashamed, but I'm still laughing.
Yeah.
I'll try to stop laughing, and then we'll come back and finish strong.
Armstrong and Getty.
Right now is the right time to update your home office. And the place to start is getting rid of that flimsy plastic mat under your office chair. Step up to a glass chair mat by Vetraza. I'm George Pardo, president of Vetraza. We've been supplying high-quality glass chair mats made right here in the U.S. for over a decade. They're super strong and never dent. And wait until you feel what it's like to have your chair glide on a smooth glass chair mat. They're beautiful, too. They completely step up the look of your office. We now have 18 glass chair mat sizes in stock, ready to ship. If standard sizes don't fit, check out our custom design options. Shop today at Vetraza.com and save 10% with code WRITE. Here's our website again, V as in Victor, ITRAZZA.com, and remember, save 10% with code WRITE, Vetraza.com.
When you're stressed, you just don't feel like yourself. New Natrol Relaxia, a full line of drug-free supplements to help you manage occasional stress and anxiety. A special blend of herbals keeps you feeling calm and balanced throughout the day. Because when there's less stress, there's more you. Try new Natrol Relaxia. Learn more at RelaxiaMood.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is a last chance alert. It's happening. Publishers Clearing House is ready to award $5,000 a week for life in just days. Enter now at PCH.com and you could win $5,000 a week. Week after week for life. Don't miss this last chance to win $5,000 a week for life on June 30th. Enter at PCH.com before it's too late. That's PCH.com. Better hurry if you want the next big winner to be you. Enter now at PCH.com. Entries due 6/25. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In June, we're discussing the four-letter words of the writing process. Those are scary words, it and read and show versus tell. In July, we take a look at marketing and how you can make money with your books.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
What's the president of Brazil's name? Bolsonaro.
Exactly. Bolsonaro?
There you go. Anyway, he's attacking governors who want to impose restrictions. They have no restrictions in the country of Brazil currently on the whole COVID thing.
Mm.
They're about to become the world leader in cases and deaths.
Wow.
Which is astounding. Give me the population of Brazil, but it's obviously not even close to that of China or the United States, the current leaders and all this stuff. But
Well, China, asterisk. Nobody
about
knows.
210 million.
Okay.
It's a good-sized country.
It is a good-sized country. But anyway, so for whatever reason, he doesn't believe in any sort of restriction on the economy or anything like that. He's attacking governors who have imposed restrictions. He threatened to host large barbecues nationwide in spite of public health advice. For some reason, he's doing that. And they are on their way. By the end of July, they believe they will surpass the United States' total death count. That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. As of yesterday, Brazil had more than almost a million case infections and more than 45,000 deaths, and it's growing at almost 4,000 a day. We never hit numbers that high. Almost 4,000 deaths a day, and they might pass us by the end of next month. That's what can happen in a country if you don't do anything. No social distancing, no nothing.
Wow.
Boy, there's a good test case for you.
We were talking earlier about the NBA coming back and the 112-page rule book for the short season and playoffs, all of which will take place at Disney's ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex in Orlando. There are 22 teams involved. Some of the highlights, doubles ping pong is prohibited during off hours. You can play singles, but not doubles, even though you grind and sweat on each other all the game long.
And I assume they practice, or they're going to have practices where they sweat and grind on each other all day long.
No headsets during video gaming, because we know if you plug your ears, the COVID has nowhere to escape. I have no idea what that's about. Card playing is allowed, but each deck of cards must be thrown away after every use. Players are asked to avoid spitting or clearing their nose, snot rockets.
Gross.
Wiping the ball with their jersey, licking their hands, or fiddling with their mouth guard during the games, et cetera, et cetera. Two rows of the bench with the back row in masks and all sorts of stuff. Then I saw this in the Wall Street Journal, that sports around the world are kind of creeping back. But they're wrestling with the whole fake crowd noise or no fake crowd noise thing. In Germany, they're calling them, where is that term? No.
I bet it sounds aggressive.
Geisterspiele.
Yep.
Or ghost games. Played in empty stadiums and robbed of the roar of the crowd. Very strange. I had a continuous urge to look for the unmute button, said one guy who was watching it.
My initial thought is fake crowd is stupid, but it's possible that I watch a half an silence and think fake crowd noise would be better than this.
Yeah, I guess.
And you're saying it starts Tuesday?
No. So teams start to locate in their markets Tuesday, begin to fill out the rosters. You'll have an increased roster size. The games won't start for another couple weeks.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I got to believe that your eight seeds or the teams that might not even make the playoffs don't really want to go do this.
Yeah. But getting back to the crowd noise thing, they're finding for European soccer games and everything, they're using pre-recorded cheers and chants and stuff like that, and people are actually liking it better than the silence. They just said it was too weird.
I could believe that.
Yeah.
If you mic the floor and I get to hear the players, I think I would enjoy that. But if it's just going to be silence and the announcers, like you're not going to mic the players to avoid all the F-bombs,
mm-hmm.
I can see how fake crowd noise would be better.
And they say it sounds pretty authentic. They're broadcasting those Korean baseball games on ESPN, I guess. and they're using the fake crowd noise, and they say it sounds pretty good.
Those seats also have, like, random kind of big stuffed animals sitting in the seats behind home plate. It's some pretty funny screenshots that I've seen about the Korean baseball games.
Now, a couple of channels like ESPN and Sky Sports will carry games on two channels, one with fake fan noise, one without, and you can watch whichever one you want.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing we're not going to hear the court.
The court?
Any sounds from the court?
Well, if they offer two feeds, you'll get the choice, obviously. But if they don't, then no, you probably won't hear much.
I just don't see it. It's never seemed doable to me. There's no way you're going to keep a bunch of very competitive 20-something millionaires who are used to saying whatever they want from using really terrible language.
Mm-hmm.
Which means
have an NC-17 on the no crowd noise channel. I want that so much. I want to hear what they're saying. Whenever they mic up a player, well, it's usually pretty bland because the league gets approval of what gets released.
Yep.
But whenever, like, they listen in on a caddy and a golfer discussing a shot or something, it's super cool. And anytime you do have a coach instructing a player and not the usual, play hard defense here, guys. Defense is what wins championships.
Rebound!
That's right.
Rebound!
Right.
You guys got a rebound!
That's usually what you hear, but whenever you hear something authentic, it's really, really cool if you're a fan. I would love to hear more, but I just...
Would players be worried they could destroy their whole career with one, especially now, even more now than a month ago, politically correct this or that? Just blow up your entire career, all your endorsements with one mischosen phrase.
It could be. Genre of music that is, but I'd like to hear more of it.
Is that Bjork? Here's your host, Joe Getty.
Hey, let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. Michelangelo pressing the buttons in the control room keeps us on the air. What's your final thought, Michael?
Yeah, the 4th of July is the hot dog eating contest, and Jack said he ate a pizza in one sitting. You've got 2 weeks to train, Jack.
Yes!
You could get in this contest, make the family proud.
You'd be a real Rudy story. You know,
I would be.
An unlikely champion.
A walk-on.
Oh, exactly. Positive Sean's our producer. Sean, a final thought?
Yeah, from what I've been hearing, most of the pushback against mic'd up players is not about profanities. It's about they don't want, hey, that guy can't shoot. Don't guard him. It's more about the strategies and personal. Like it's less about the vulgarities.
Interesting.
Very good. Jack, do you have a final thought for us?
I'm going to do a little research to see if I can prove my theory that these clips of Joe Biden from years ago coming out, where he sounds like a real law and order pro police guy, I think that stuff is going to help him get elected, not hurt him as it's being portrayed on Fox and other channels.
Right. Yeah, I would agree. My final thought, back to the NBA thing, the rules, that players will have the opportunity to wear a proximity alarm that will go off if somebody comes within 6 feet of you for more than 5 seconds.
What the hell is that?
Where do I buy one of those?
Yeah, no kidding.
Where do I get it?
I'm sorry, you can't be this close to me for this long. I'm afraid for health reasons, you need to move far away from me.
Oh, every close talker who has ever stood on my toes at every cocktail party I've been at. What the hell is that? I'm sorry, you have to back up.
We had a boss who was a close talker once. Man, he was like nose to nose when he talked.
Oh, it was horrible.
Oh, boy. Armstrong and Getty, we're wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people to thank. So little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. All of our podcasts are there. If there's a little delay today, be patient. We're changing platforms, blah, blah. You don't care about the details, but... you can also email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. We have all sorts of cool swag there, whatever you need. Buy yourself a T-shirt, huh? What, are you going to run around naked? No. Get yourself some clothing. Sick.
Clothing the naked. That's what we do.
Yep.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
You having a good time?
Okay, I did not say that.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That's good.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say... how very, very dismaying and disappointing.
Not good.
And just change the channel from this mesmerizing horror show.
We'll be better tomorrow than we were today.
Then we heard the words...
It's over for me.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
Mark my word. Oh, my God, I just said the word.
Yeah.
Busted.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.